Hello, lovely. It's Shauna Lee, and welcome back to the Soul Frequency Show podcast, where we're stepping into the light and raising our frequency together. Each week, we get to return to this sacred space to have conversations about the things we all experience in life, love, health, and career. A space where we, as spiritual beings having this human experience, can amplify our gifts and remember our truth. The title of this episode is Quantum Success. When I read the book that we're going to talk about today on the show of my guest, she recently wrote a book called Quantum Success. And I was just blown away because there were a few concepts or sentences in the book that were literally in the same words that I wrote in my book, The Soul Frequency. Now, what's so cool about this is that she and I launched our books within a week of each other. So my launch date was September 19th, 2018, and I think hers was September 25th. So we were literally in the process of writing at the same time. And I always say that there is information, right? We download information that's so powerful that's coming onto this planet at this time. And to me, when I was reading this, it was such an affirmation of the importance of this information, that it's coming through and that certain people are accessing it and wanting to distill it down and talk about it in their own way, right? We all have our own lens that we look through. And so I was just blown away at that. And I was telling my husband about the creative process, and we were talking about my creative process and his creative process. And I was like, how do you write a song? Like, how does it show up for you? You know, what does it mean to be a creative person? And I'm not talking just about in the arts. I'm just saying to be a powerful creator in life. And he was like, I don't know. I don't know if you can put words to it and that kind of stuff. We were kind of going back and forth. And then he shared with me about this article that he read. I think it was an interview with Lenny Kravitz. And he was saying that when he gets an idea for a melody or a song or a part of a song, that he immediately wants to get the song done and get it out. He said, I know that the idea is not just coming to me, meaning that we can all tap into these universal truths and information, and we can distill it down and share it with others. And the important part is that when it comes to us, we take action on it. And so when we went through the soul frequency experience, it was really all about understanding who we are as creators and really understanding what's in the way that's stopping us from really stepping in to be a powerful creator in our lives on every different front. And it just reminds me, our interview today reminds me of the importance of understanding what's in the way and how to get it out of the way, which is what we really address in the soul frequency experience. And I told you that I was going to share what some of the people said about the soul frequency experience last week, which I totally forgot to do because that happens. So I'll share a couple of the comments that people had that were actually in the sacred circle that was in February. So one person said, the soul frequency experience is a sort of magic carpet ride into your deeper self, a discovery of connections that free you from the false truths that hold you back from going after the life you truly want to live. It allows you to take every thought, judgment, and experience and use it to live authentically. Another person said, really wonderful, powerful, loving experience of change and growth in a safe space. And another person said, incredible, moving, life-changing, a program that allows its members to live at their highest frequency. Unique and wonderful. I loved being a part of this group. And we'll do one more. This person said, this program is amazing. It helps you become aware of patterns that no longer serve you and guides you to do something else instead. So that was awesome. It was my honor to be in the sacred circle with these ladies. It was an extraordinary experience in my life as well as theirs. And if you want to find out more about the experience, we are starting April 27th. You can go to thesoulfrequency.com/experience. So we're jumping into quantum success today, and this is super, super important to understand this quantum realm. My guest on the show today is Christy Whitman. She's a transformational leader, celebrity coach, and the New York Times bestselling author of The Art of Having It All, A Women's Guide to Unlimited Abundance. Her new book, as I mentioned, is called Quantum Success, Seven Essential Laws for a Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Work and Money. Christy has appeared on The Today Show and The Morning Show, and her work has been featured in People Magazine, 17, Women's Day, Hollywood Life, Teen Vogue, and others. As the CEO and founder of the Quantum Success Learning Academy and the Quantum Success Coaching Academy, a 12-month Law of Attraction coaching certification program, Christy has helped thousands of people worldwide to achieve their goals through her empowerment seminars, speeches, and coaching sessions. With no further ado, please welcome the lovely Christy Whitman. Hey, Christy, I'm so happy to be here with you today.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to have to be able to share space with you too.
Yeah, it's awesome. And we were just talking before I jumped on. I said, I'm reading through your book and every word is just resonating. And I'm saying, yes, 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 yes to all of this. And so this is such a pertinent conversation to definitely all of us and my listeners on this show. And we're going to be talking about your book, Quantum Success, Seven Essential Laws for a Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Work and Money. And before we dive into the specifics of the book, I just wanted you to share a little bit, like you do at the beginning of the book, about how your life was career-wise and money-wise several years back, and what was the evolution that started to happen as you kind of started to understand energy and frequency and things of that nature.
Well, I love it. Thank you for the opportunity. Yeah, I really achieved a lot, and I was also told that if I achieved certain things, then I was going to be happy. And I achieved those things. I found myself living in Chicago. I was living in a nice apartment with my best friend and had a great paying job and high responsibility. And I just wasn't happy. And, you know, I had a college degree, went and made a career of myself, was accomplishing all these things at a very young age, and just really did not find myself fulfilled. And kind of went through a little depression because it's like, wait a minute, I thought these were the things that were going to make me happy. And so when I started to understand that there was something missing, I started seeking. It was like I had this just spiritual hunger, if you will. And that's when I found meditation. I had moved from Chicago to California, and I met a meditation teacher that started talking to me in things that we hear quite frequently now, but back 20 years ago, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have a lot of teachers speaking about it. There wasn't a lot of books written on it. And she said, you're creating your reality. You create your reality. And I knew that there was such a resonance, like that it sat with me as such truth. And I don't know how I knew that, but it felt truthful. It felt like truth to me. And then she starts saying that, you know, you're either repelling things from you or attracting things to you based on what you're thinking. And that really, again, felt like it resonated with me. Now, that might sound basic, especially for your audience, you know, but back then for me, not hearing this and raised in a, you know, Catholic middle-class family and my mom always being in lack, never, you know, appreciating really what my dad provided her with, always comparing herself to her friends and never enough and that sort of thing. It was a big wide awakening for me. And that was the beginning of my journey of being able to just have this thirst and this hunger to attract more information. And what evolved and developed was really learning about these seven essential laws. And when I started applying the laws and started changing and shifting my thoughts and changing and shifting my belief systems and learning about energy and how to vibrate at the frequency that I want, in order to attract the things that I want, it was amazing. Like it felt like my life just completely changed overnight. And it just each year kept getting better and better and better. And it was about 18 years ago that I was, you know, applying this information and I had my first book, Perfect Pictures, download through me. And after my family and friends had bought my book, and we're not the, you know, perfect person to read it. We're definitely not the target audience for it. I started talking in spiritual bookstores and in non-denominational churches, and people started asking me to coach them. And I had no idea what coaching was. Like, I knew cheerleading coaching, football coaching, but life coaching, I mean, I didn't even know it existed. So I started having people just call me on the phone, and I walked them through the contents in my book. And it was amazing to see their transformation, because whenever someone applies the seven essential laws, it's like knowing the rules of the game. And so I just started to evolve and was applying this to my career, and just kept seeing my career explode, and each year making more money, each year having more success, more fulfillment, more passion, more purpose. And I'm just really grateful that I now could just share that with others and have them be able to cultivate that in their lives too.
So beautiful. So I know you go into a lot of detail on these and how people can integrate this into their own life, but what are the seven essential laws?
Yeah, so the seven essential laws, the first law most people have heard of is the law of attraction. I just want to say that as a stepping back, that these laws are universal. They work for every single person. It's like gravity. You know, we don't have to think about gravity in order for it to work for us or not work for us. It works for every single person, as provided you're on planet Earth, right? And go to outer space and we don't have it. But here on planet Earth, we have this. Well, there are universal laws, and these aren't like, okay, Christy Whitman's laws or Abraham Hicks's laws. These are laws that were created from the dawn of time. Like when the Big Bang happened, I like to call it the big birthing. When the big birth happened, you know, so did these laws. They became something that we're all needing to live our lives by, but not many people know about. And so the first law is the law of attraction. And that one basically states that what you send out comes back to you. And we have to understand that each one of us is like an energy tower sending out signals all day, every day, because science and quantum physics has proven that everything is energy. And all energy carries a vibration. And that vibration goes out into the universe as communication, basically asking for what we want. And then law of attraction just matches that vibration and gives us more of the same. So it's a boomerang. We send out, it comes back. And we're like an energy tower being able to generate energy from our own being through the thoughts that we think, the beliefs that we hold, the imprints that we have from old stuck energy, from feelings, from what we say, what we do. You know, all those things are ways that we're generating energy outside of ourselves. So the second law is the law of deliberate creation. And the law of deliberate creation is that we are the ones that actually get to choose those thoughts. We're the ones that actually get to choose the waves of energy that come out from our being. So we get to choose our perspectives, choose our beliefs, change our thoughts, shift our thoughts, you know, process feelings and decide what feelings we want to cultivate within ourselves and release the energy that's stuck there. And, you know, what we say, what we do, all those things are the only things that we really have control over. So we're the ones that, instead of just reacting to things that happen in our environment, people, places, and things, we actually get to choose how we want to vibrate, how we want to respond. So the third law is the law of allowing. And the best way to think of that, this law, is, are you constricting in your energy or are you expanded? Another way I like to say it is, if someone was to give you a gift, how would you put your hand out? Would you put it closed fist or would you put it open-handed? And we have to think of ourselves. Are we closed in the way we meet people and talk to people? Are we criticizing, judging, you know, being complaining all the time? Or are we open, allowing others to be as they are? Like, I get to feel and be who I am, and you get to feel and be who you are. Not expecting if you change, I'd be happy kind of scenario. So law of allowing is important in all relationships, especially even with ourselves and the universe and what we manifest and receive. So the fourth law is my favorite law. It pulls all of them together. This is the law of sufficiency and abundance. And this, I could talk about this for days, and I've actually done courses on this, just on this one law. So the law of sufficiency and abundance is important because whatever we're vibrating out, we are going to get back. But most human beings have been raised in lack and limitation. We've been imprinted. We've learned how to siphon off our creative power, our flow. We think in limited ways. You know, where many people, what their biggest wounds are that they're not enough, or they don't feel deserving, or there's some kind of limitation in the value that they think they have. So most human beings, when they don't feel good, they're in lack. And that's how you know, am I in lack or am I in abundance? If you don't feel good, you're in lack. If you feel good, you're in abundance. And the doorway into abundance is that space of being satisfied, looking for what the positive aspects are, finding the things that you appreciate and that you're grateful for in your life right now, regardless of what your outer circumstances are. And when you start practicing that vibration, that brings you into the spectrum and the side of the spectrum of abundance, where there is more than enough for everyone and more than enough support and love and time and energy and all good things. And what you obviously, what side of the pole you're on is what you're going to continue to get back by law of attraction. So the fifth law is the law of pure potentiality. And this law is really that there is so much potential in our universe to create what we want. Just from a thought that we have, there's so much potential that could happen with that thought, with that idea, that if we allow that energy of pure potential to cultivate, we can astonish ourselves. Most of us focus on the things that we can see and taste and touch and hear, but there's so much more. Like I write about, I don't know if you got to that part in the book where I talk about that, you know, who we know ourselves to be as a physical human being and all the life that we lived and all the conditions and programming and all that stuff. It's only 4% of who we really are. The 96 is the pure potentiality. It's the non-physical part that flows through us that has to in order for us to even be here, that beats our hearts, that is allowing us to breathe, that has all the organs functioning the way it needs to be functioning. It's a life. It's our life that's within us and without of us, outside of us as a non-physical entity. So pure potentiality created all of these things and can create so much more, because even from my nose to my computer or the top of my head to the top of my ceiling, all of that is energy. And it's all unmanifested energy with pure potentiality to create and form into some type of form and some type of manifestation. So then we have the law of detachment, which is number 6. The law of detachment is focus on what you want. That needs to be your focus. Stay off of what you don't want. Focus on what you do want, why you want it, how you want to feel, and then let the universe do its job. The how, the why, the what's, the who's, all that stuff. If we're worried about it, if we're thinking it needs to come in this certain form and it has to be that certain person and it has to be this kind of income or it has to be that kind of outcome, we're focused on, we're basically limiting the unlimited. And we need to be detached from those things so that they can flow to us. And then the last and final law is the law of polarity. And that is the law that, you know, on one side of the spectrum, you've got lack. On the other side of the spectrum, you have abundance. Or on one side, you have fear. The other side, you have love. You have the front of the hand, the back of the hand. There is a complete pull and a spectrum of vibrations and emotions. And how you feel about any given subject, whether it's money, clients, relationships, kids, whatever it is, how you feel on either end of those poles determines where you're vibrating and then what you ultimately will attract into your life. So if you're thinking about money and you're saying, well, I want more money and I want more freedom and all that kind of stuff, but you're feeling bad, you're on the lack side of the pole. And if that exists, the potential for the other also exists so that you can be in another quantum realm, if you will, where you actually do have enough money and you have more than enough money to do the things that you want to do, to have what you want to have, to be what you want to be. And it's just a matter of practicing that vibration instead of the one that you've been.
Mm. So good. Yeah. Okay. So we're done. No, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to this and I know these laws and I live this and we talk about this stuff on the show. And what blows my mind is how you were talking, how this stuff just isn't taught or hasn't been taught, right? I mean, these are essential laws that have been around for evs, right? And we just are now, I feel like, embracing and learning this. And thanks to people like yourself who are, you know, really not just hiding this within a book, but putting out a book about it. right? Yeah. Like, let's just talk about quantum success, right? Not like a chapter in another concept, which I think is really powerful because it's bringing this more to the forefront and giving people the tools and the power to start using these essential laws in their life. And what's even more interesting is, like I said, when I wrote my book, our books came out a week apart from each other. And there are things that I literally say in certain words that you literally say in certain words. And to me, that's just alignment. And it just is further evidence that this information is so powerful at this time.
Yes.
And that we are really meant to listen to this and integrate it. And so for all of you guys listening, as this continues to come across your path, you know, through many different vantage points and many different sharing, whether we're focused on work and money or our body or these different areas of life, that this is universal to everything.
Absolutely. It is. It's something that everybody needs to know. I say it's like, you know, if an alien was to come down to outer space and they saw us playing baseball and the alien wanted to play baseball and we say, okay, go to the pitcher's mound or go to the, you know, what do you call it? The home plate, and you're going to get a bat and you're going to hit the ball. And that pitcher who's on the mound is going to throw a ball to you. When he throws it to you or she throws it to you, hit the ball. And then you're going to run. If the alien was to hit the ball and ran to third base, he'd be out. Right? So it just makes sense that we know the rules of the game. We understand how reality actually works and that it's so much beyond what most people are living their lives. Wake up, go to work to a job that can't stand, barely pay the bills, struggle, you know, do the things, use vices because you just have to get through the day. There's so much more to life than this. And there's so much more amazing experience of high vibrational feelings and enjoyment and all good things. I mean, it doesn't have to be this drama, struggle, pain. It could actually be fun and flowing and playful and abundant and, you know, and creative and powerful and all good things.
Yes. So much yes to that. And I wanted to talk too. I'm just like over here, just jumping up and down. But
I love you.
Yeah, that's what I do. But back behind my mic. Can you share about the power of focus? Because I think this is, you know, we live in a world that pulls our focus in all different directions, certainly with technology and things like that. And it's, you know, it's hard to focus these days. It can be for people, right? And people write me sometimes and they say, I just don't, you know, I keep going to the negative or I keep focusing on, you know, the things I don't want. And I know I want to focus on the things that I do want. Can you talk about a little bit about focus?
Yeah, focus is really important. Obviously, you know, what I talk about, and I love that we can have this conversation here, is that when you have stuck energy inside of you, so you stuck energy from imprints, from things that have happened in your past, that really, you know, you're going along, you're feeling joy, you're feeling success, you're feeling love, whatever it is, and something happened. Someone said something, you got some news, whatever it was. Instead of keeping our hearts open and breathing through the news and breathing through the feelings and letting, you know, the feelings flow in and out and through us, a lot of times what we do out of self-protection is we close down our hearts. And then when we close down our hearts, we also close down our solar plexus, close down our mind a little bit. And what happens though is we get stuck energy. And that stuck energy, as you know, energy cannot be removed or destroyed. It spins. It constantly has to be moving. And so it's creating a vortex of energy within us that pulls our attention. So as much as we're trying to look at the vision boards and trying to feel and try to focus on what we want versus what we don't want, if we've got these big imprints in us that is literally fighting against our focus, then it's very hard because now we have split energy. If we've got a part of us that's saying, no, don't love, because that love that you felt is going to be, you're going to be hurt. And now we're protecting ourselves and we have these beliefs that if you fall in love, you're going to get hurt and heartbroken. You're not going to be safe. And yet there's a part of this like, oh, I just want to be in love and I want to find this person. Now we're split. So it's not just a mental thing for focus. It's a whole being process of having our energy in alignment. And that's really, you know, knowing where you keep getting pulled off of your focus. That's where there is energy that needs to be released, probably from past things where the energy is absolutely just needs to be released out of your body. And once you do that, you release the negative emotion, but you also release the block good emotion. Because a lot of times people will go to feeling excited about something and then they pull back and sabotage because they remember the last time they felt excited and got bushwhacked. So focus is important, because if we are focused on, oh, I really want a partner, but I don't have one. Or I really want a partner, but there's no good men. I really want to have success, but I don't think I can do it. We're going back and forth. And what we're doing is we're creating split energy, and then our energy is not focused.
Absolutely. And on the other side of that, so like the, talking about the imprints inside of us and being able to, you know, align our energy that way, let's talk about when you are around people in an environment, right, that is just toxic or people that are negative. You know, I've had clients tell me before, like, I just feel like everything in my environment is not allowing me to grow. What do you say to people that go to work every day and aren't in an inspiring environment or are around people that just really trigger them in so many different ways?
Well, the good news is that as you are starting to grow and as you are starting to shift your own vibration, what will happen is that those people will start to remove from your life. And you'll zig when they zag, and they're just not going to be in your life for very long. And the other people that will stay in your life, for example, if it's like your mother or father, or, you know, siblings, just people like that, that are family members, a different relationship gets developed, and those people either come along with you or they stay where they are. But it's really important for us to establish boundaries and to have self-care. So if you feel that every single time, I've had to do this, and I love my dad, you know, he's 86, he's been a wonderful father, but I have a hard time around him lately, and I have to be really, really patient and very compassionate and very understanding when I am around him and when I talk to him, because everything is like, you know, Dougie Downer. And he's getting to be just grumpier old man. He's always been a grumpy guy, but very negative. And whereas I believe in the seven essential laws, he believed in Murphy's laws. You know, if something was going to go wrong, it will. And he would have those people have successories, you know, on their walls in their office. He had Murphy laws, you know, like how things will just continue to get worse and worse. I mean, that was what he would have on his walls. Yeah. So, but you know, and it's important for me to just recognize what is my boundary. How often can I see him, and how can I shift the conversation? So like, for example, if I'm, you know, saying, yeah, the boys have a soccer game this weekend, and he starts going off about how he never had support when he was a kid and his parents never went to his games and, you know, that kind of thing. I just try to steer the conversation. Well, yeah, well, you're welcome to come to the game and, you know, enjoy be that grandpa that you didn't get to have, and, you know, come and watch your grandsons play and root them on, and just constantly trying to shift the energy back to what feels good and knowing when the boundaries are to like not get involved. And that's just something to learn and to understand that sometimes you have to remove yourself from those people that really don't get it and can't be shifted. Because I can shift my dad sometimes into a space of, oh, this is fun and let's do this. But other times it can't. And that's when I have to just say, okay, well, I got to go, Dad, you know, have a good day, and know what you can control and what you can't, because you can't ever control other people. But what you can control is your own vibration, your own reaction. And if you stay in your own space of alignment and you're transmitting good energy, good positive energy out, it's going to affect those that are around you. They're either going to feel your good vibes and go along with you, or they're going to be like wanting to run for the other way because you're too happy.
Yes, it's so true. And I always say, you know, so many times in my own journey, there are definitely people that have just left my life and left in a peaceful way. It's just kind of like there's no resonance anymore, because as I've evolved my energy, at some point it doesn't feel like that magnet anymore with certain people. But with other family members too, it's also felt a little bit like I never knew I had the choice before to engage or not engage, right? Like there came a point where I realized I don't have to stay on the phone if this is going down a way that doesn't feel good, right? I can be like, okay, I'm going to go, you know, I'll call you back later. Because sometimes I think when, especially with close family members that we've been raised with, we forget that we have a choice in the matter. And that was something that was really powerful. Because like you said, it is 100% true. If your energy changes, it's going to affect your environment, right? And sometimes really in really beautiful, positive ways, like you said, you can shift people's energy. And sometimes knowing when that's not possible is okay too.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes just saying, you know, I had a conversation with my mom the other day. She's like, oh, like I'm always the one that she vents to about my dad, right? So I was like, oh, your dad, we were in that, 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 you know. And I told her, I said, Mom, you know what? I really don't feel like hearing the latest theatrics and the latest drama about dad today. And I said, I don't know that I'm ever in that kind of mood. I said, but especially not today. So can we change the subject? And I said, and if you have nothing else to say, that doesn't relate to dad and having his temper tantrum, then I guess it's going to be a short conversation. And she goes, no, let's talk about this. And I'm like, great.
So great. Yeah. That's, I mean, everybody can use that. That is like so applicable, right? In life. It's so powerful too, because you literally take your energy back when you really get mindful of what you allow in and what you don't allow in. And I think that was one of the most empowering parts of really stepping into these seven essential laws in my own life and journey. And so everybody needs to read this book. Like, just come on now, just stop everything that you're doing and go get Quantum Success, Seven Essential Laws for a Thriving, Joyful, and Prosperous Relationship with Work and Money. And tell us where we can find out more about you and all of the different programs and things you have.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that opportunity. So yeah, you can actually go to christywhitman.com. I have different meditations on there. I do my show every Monday on, you know, helping people go deeper with the universal laws. And you can also go to quantumsuccessbook.com, where I'm going to give you a free copy of the book. I just ask that you take care of the shipping.
Oh, that's exciting. See, now there are no barriers to getting the book at all, you guys. This is awesome. So thank you for that. Thank you for offering that to everybody listening. That is so cool.
You're welcome.
And we're going to ask the four questions that we ask all of our guests here on the show. We all get excited about this because they're always such brilliant answers. So I take people through this process called the Anatomy of Transformation. There are four pillars to the process. And the first pillar is truth. And I believe that when we access a really deep truth, a realization inside of us, that it creates a powerful energetic shift. So what is a deep truth that you've come across that created a shift in your life?
Well, the first one was that we create our own reality. That was the thing that started this whole shift. But for me, it was that the divine in me is breathing me, and that I am a part of it. And as long as I surrender to it, I'm in a flowing place and I feel good.
Oof, that's powerful. So good. The second pillar is release. And when we have these realizations, there's always something that's getting released, whether that's a belief set or a limitation, even people, certain ways of being. What was released for you in that realization?
Powerlessness. You know, feeling that I was being powered over by other people or situations, or that conditions or anything outside of me had power over me. When I stay connected to that divine in me and know that that's my true power, that's my spiritual power. And spiritual power has nothing to do with power over, power under, power through, push effort, you know. But when I'm in that space, it almost reminds me of the scene in The Karate Kid 2, where if you ever saw that movie, at the beginning of the movie, the sensei was trying to fight Mr. Miyagi. And you know, Mr. Miyagi just kind of moved over and the sensei punched the car window and bloodied his hand. And, you know, so things can come at us, but we just get to be so centered in that divine knowing of who we are that we can just kind of dodge the bullets, dodge the fists coming at us and stay in that sense of peace.
Yeah, exactly. That's such a great visual example from that movie. I remember that part of that movie. The third step is experience. And after we release, there is a new experience of life. So as you started releasing this powerlessness, what started showing up in your orbit or your reality?
Well, first it was the feeling of freedom. And so as a feeling sense, it was freedom. But what started showing up is more people at a higher level that could support me, more cool, fun ideas, things I never knew in my business, more money, clients coming out of nowhere. I mean, it's just, it's like a 360, just full support of evidence of more freedom.
Mm. So awesome. The fourth is align. And this is what keeps us in this high frequency state. These are the practices, the people, the environment, anything that we kind of always say, this is the thing that keeps me understanding my energy and moving forward in life and expanding. What's one of those things for you?
Oh, meditation by far. When I don't meditate, I could feel myself being so in my personality. When I meditate and I take the time to do that, whether it's even just for 15 minutes, I'm now in that alignment and it's like I've plugged in. I feel like I'm a light being plugged into electricity and I could shine bright all day long. Otherwise, I feel like if I don't meditate, I feel like I'm trying so hard and my light just won't go on.
Mm. That's a really great visual for that. And I find the same thing to be so true in my life. And I just want to thank you for being here in this space with us and sharing this time with us. It means the world to me. Thank you for this work. And I know what it takes to write a book. It's no easy feat. And so thank you for showing up to that every day.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you inviting me. And I'm really grateful that we got to share this time and space and that we both have very aligned messages. So thank you for that. I know it takes a lot of us light workers out there to teach this, to shine this, and I'm grateful to be serving next to you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm Shauna Lee, and you've been listening to the Soul Frequency Show podcast. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Soul Frequency. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this show. Join me next week for more powerful awakenings and positive vibes.